Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more. Hosted by me.
I'm here. I missed everyone. This is Duchess. I want to say, glad to be back. It's been a long, long month. How's everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land? I'm doing great here, although I've noticed some changes in my studio. It's really amazing. My board is all lit up, and for the month of April, just like Lena Stevens said in her Power Path, this was going to be a month of changes. And I guess April was a month of changes for Blog Talk Radio. I've got some new dinghies on here, and they look even better. I mean, not only do I have a hotline to talk live with our listening audience, but I also have a mute button that wasn't there before, and then I have a screening icon on here, and then I have a hang up. So if I don't want to be bothered, I can hang up. Or if you don't want to be bothered and I see you don't want to be bothered, then I can still hang up. I can hang up. So let's talk about April before we get into our topic, because a lot of things have been going on. It was a phenomenal month for ups and downs and changes. And as I see this board lighting up, I'm getting real excited because the colors are so popping out on this dashboard, on the studio board. I mean, we got orange and blues and reds, and we even have green on here. I mean, this is amazing for the positive change that happened in April while I was away. Another positive thing that happened was I got an opportunity to visit my mother in New York. I went from Virginia to New York on Megabus. Megabus is the bomb. My whole trip one way was $13 from Virginia to New York City, Manhattan. And that was a great experience, knowing that I could just walk outside my door, grab some public transportation, and get a book, or use my iPhone, because everybody knows I was trying to avoid that iPhone thing. Well, now I have an iPhone. It was given to me a year ago by a friend who made his transition. His brother gave me his phone, and I've been avoiding coming up to the electronic age and using the phone. But on Megabus, I was able to watch TV show on my iPhone and read a book if I so desired, and it was just a great experience to just relax and not worry about driving and leave the driving to the public people who know how to do that stuff in the ins and outs. Plus, I didn't have to pay any tolls. You know what it is to go on the Jersey Turnpike and pay all those tolls, then get to the George Washington Bridge? My whole trip cost $13. Tolls are more than $13 going from Virginia to New York. So that was a great experience. I had a good old time. Also, I want to wish happy birthday to a few people who had birthdays in April. We have Jules. Remember Jules? Jules, former co-host. Well, she had a birthday last month. And then there's Tiana, and there's Jamal, and and then there's April, who had a birthday in April. So April had some wonderful things happening in it, but then it also had some tragic things going on. So first, before we get into the chaos and madness of April, let's talk about Lena Stevens' Power Path. She can be located on thepowerpath.com. And we've done her energy works in the past, but what makes it so interesting this month, the month of May, was because April was so spot on, we might want to look at what she predicts or what her energy experience or she's brought out for the month of May. So let's talk about what she said was going to happen in April, and then you'll see that she was spot on. She said the theme for April was up, down, sideways, and to expect the unexpected. She called April an eccentric month that would test us at every turn. As a matter of fact, I'm having some challenges here trying to look at my colorful board and then throw my eyes back to my notes so I can speak to you and hold a mic at the same time, which I need to put something down. But back to Lena Stevens. Once again, she called April an eccentric month. She said with highs and lows. She said these highs and lows would be higher than you have experienced before, and they would possibly be lower than you ever thought you would be able to handle. She indicated that flexibility was to be key to navigating the month of April, and as your best laid plans changed and then changed again, and then changed again, and then changed again. And we can all attest to that because some of the things that we planned changed, and then that changed, and then that changed, and we were going a little bit nutsy. We continue to have unnecessary force and abuse by the police in our country. We continue to have riots in the streets against these unjust acts. We have had an earthquake in Nepal, India, killing thousands. I mean, so Mother Earth, the vibration on the face of this earth has been, just shaky and tumultuous. The entire earth was at an unrest during April, and these acts and more have shaken many of us to the core of our being, especially those of us who have lost family members to transition, whether it was by an act of nature or an act of human hand. But many of our spiritual masters have said that nothing happens by chance. Verily in darkness there is light. So while we're going through all of these challenges, we need to know that certain things, no matter how disheartening they are to us, these are things that, horrible to say, may have been meant to happen because things don't happen by chance. And we do know that if we stay steadfast and move slowly through the process, that there will be light at the end of the darkness. And sometimes what we perceive as horrible are things that just happen to bring about that certain change. As devastating as natural events such as earthquakes and hurricanes and tornadoes are, they are also a part of the larger architecture of global change. It is not easy or necessary to understand them fully, but helpful to accept them. You know, a lot of things we say, when we say we can't accept them, we need to know that there's that old serenity prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Because all we do is get ourselves all bent out of shape when we try to push things against their nature, when we get upset about things that we can't do anything about. Now, if you're going to get upset, then get upset with a purpose. Get upset and go out there and do something. And there are certain things that you can do that can help you feed into the process in a more positive light. I'll come up with some examples in a second, but, of course, even I have to think of things that I can do to combat me getting all upset and out of sorts over things that I can't change. So when I try to accept them and do what I can to move towards balance and healing, that's when things begin to settle for me. When an event like these things take place, many people often feel helpless and wonder what can they do to help. You see the rioting on the streets. You see the people being dug out of the rubble in India. Well, Lena and Jose, her husband, suggested there is such a thing, there is such a thing as what the shamans do. The shamans, what they will do is they use their energy and bring up their energy levels. And in order for you to bring up your energy level, your inner spiritual energy level, you cannot be down in the dumps, wallowing in, you know, anger and self-pity. And you've got to become neutral to what's going on and know that these are things that are meant to happen, even though you don't like that they're happening. So when you try to find that center inside yourself and you center yourself, center your being, and maybe just sit there and imagine yourself sending positive energy to the afflicted areas, this is what the ancient shamans did. This is what our ancestors did. They formed prayer circles and sat around in circles, and they sent out that positive energy, and they imagined the change being affected by the sources and the energy coming forth through them. And we can support those who live in those places or who are going through those challenges. We can support them. Even though their lives are disrupted, we can support them through our prayers, meditation, and ask for them to receive the strength to endure and get through these challenging times. Well, Lena Stevens' Power Path newsletter for the month of May is bringing in some wonderful things for us to look forward to in the face of the challenges that we have been going through in the month of April. Because the month of May, she's named it the theme of a new alignment. So she's had alignment issues before, but the key word in this month's focus, it's slightly different because the main word to pay attention to is the word new, big capital letters, N-E-W. And Lena starts out by saying, we have been shaken, rattled, then taken apart and sideswiped by the unexpected. Now, was that not the month of April? Oh, yeah, it was. We have had to accept change and embrace the unknown, because we sure can't put all that rock formation back in place as a result of that earthquake. So that's a change that we don't like. We've got to accept and see, where do we go from here? We have once again accepted change, and we've embraced the unknown. Now, March and April had eclipses, and these eclipses affected us on a very deep level. And these core issues were needed to be acknowledged, forgiven, cleared. We all agree that this is a new time with new possibilities. And I keep looking at my dashboard and see if anybody wants to, like, pop in here with me. We all agree that this is a new time with new possibilities. But the clarity of what's to come is just beyond our reach. You know how when you're waking up from a dream and you want to remember that dream and it keeps slipping away from you because it's just beyond your reach? Well, Lena says we have glimpsed the potential of more power, but how do we integrate it into our lives? That's the question. And to give you just excerpts, because I don't want to go through her whole entire, because she gives you 5 pages worth of the Power Path for the month, and I'm not going to go through the whole Power Path because it's just your Duchess sitting over here, you know, sharing this information with you. So I don't want to take up the whole show with just the Power Path, although it's very interesting. And very important for us to go through, we do want to talk about your manifesting and using your gift of manifestation. So But there are some helpful hints to integrate this power that you will have this month. And I jotted down some of her helpful hints, and I gave my own examples of how I might use some of them. One of the helpful hints is that we can be around beauty as much as we can. Now, beauty can come in different forms. You know, you can bake a cake and sit back and look at the beauty of what you have just created from scratch. You can go for walks in nature. That's a common one. Or what you can do is you can be around babies. Babies are joyful individuals. And I'm going to hold that point right there because I have an area code 301 that wants to jump in here and give me some company.
Hello.
Hey, this voice sounds familiar.
Hey, Duchess, this is Jahora.
How you doing, girl?
Oh, great. It's a wonderful day. It's a new moon. It's a full moon tonight. That's why all this energy is coming up.
And that's why we get blessings from Jahora, huh? She likes those eclipses and those moon talks.
Yes.
Tell me about this full moon.
Well, it is today at, let me see if I can remember the time, 11:42 p.m. So it's not tonight, 11:42 tonight.
Okay.
That's when it comes in. So it should be a lot of energy and positive energy. And I like the way you talked about Lena's pathway. I was just thinking of some things, the beauty. Like you said, if you get a chance, if you're up at 11, look outside and see that full moon and just embrace all that energy and that love. You can laugh a lot, and you know, laughter, I look at that as the best medicine, one of the Creator's greatest gifts, and, of course, gratitude for everything.
Well, what about people saying that people go crazy during full moon?
People say what they want to say, right?
I was waiting for a Yahura response.
People say what they want to say. I look at it from a naturalist, a spiritualist aspect of it, to try to bring in as much energy as I can.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me share something. I was I used to communicate with a Yoruba priestess, and certain members of the Yoruba faith, when there's a full moon, they stand there under the light of the full moon and open up their pocketbook or their wallet or their purse, and they say, fill it up, yay, yay.
Fill it up.
Fill it up, mother.
Yes.
Okay, fill it up, yay, yay. Fill it up, yay, yay. So I might find me out there with my purse open up saying, fill it up, yay, yay. You know? So you said laughter.
Laughter, to me, that's one of the Creator's greatest gifts that he has given humanity.
Mm.
You can laugh at yourself sometimes. You see yourself laughing at yourself. Just getting that out, it releases the stress. There's several family members. They've been in and out of the hospital. My aunt, my sister, my brother, well, two sisters. Both of them, all of them have been in and out of the hospital within April, last part of March, first part of April, okay? And one of my little cousins says, well, what are you doing? You're the oldest of all of them, and except the aunt. And you seem to be doing okay. I said, I try, and all you can do is try to do the best you can and live a stress-free life. The
right.
Laughter.
My thing is, Yahura, I love comedies.
Mm-hmm.
I will go to a comedy in a heartbeat so I can laugh because I love to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that is a good one.
And
you know?
And I went to the store today, and I'm walking in the store, and these people are just smiling, and one lady says, "You have such a beautiful smile. Thank you for sharing your smile with me."
Mm.
I said, "Okay." So.
And you do.
If
you go to our website, Blog Talk website, and find one of the shows with Yahura's picture on there, you'll see she does have a beautiful smile.
Well, thank you, and I thank the universe for that.
So we have, these are the, some, you know, these are one or two of the things that we need to do to integrate this power into our lives, because we cannot be powerful spiritual beings unless we find a way to center ourselves, and we cannot be angry and hostile and depressed. Because that's not the energy we want to throw out there.
Mm-hmm. You know? And, you know, a lot of times you can do that just by eliminating, as I call it, toxic people. Just get your phone book. Well, I know you have the electronic age now, but you can press the delete button. Delete. I just, right across their name, toxic.
Right.
Delete,
and you know
delete.
Even if you don't have... you're not up into the technological age. You understand? You can do very simple, age-old, ancient things, like turn them over to your creator.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And if you want to, you know, you put it in a guard box. Make yourself. I had the children do this one time. They decorated shoe boxes.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of little decorations. These became their guard boxes. And when things bothered them, they knew that they could put it in their God box. It's like a physical manifestation of you actually literally turning it over to your higher power, your creator, you know, or ask your higher power to bless the energy that is really challenging your nerves. Send them some blessings. Come on, Yahura. Who needs more blessings than the hostile, angry, miserable life people on the face of this earth?
You're right.
They need blessings.
Concur.
So pray for them.
Pray
you know?
For them. Right.
Pray for them in silent. You know? So,
and,
you know,
and a lot of times, you can get your blessings because of your enemies, because of the people that talk behind your back. Because of your supervisor and all these people that are bringing all this negative energy towards you, so a lot of times you can get your blessings from that because it sets you up for something better.
Absolutely.
I heard something today about David and Goliath. Goliath's purpose, that was his purpose to be in David's life at that time, at that moment. And then what did he do? He slayed him. And then what did David do? He became king. But that obstacle, those toxic folks, those are obstacles in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
you know, what people don't realize, when you have toxic energy in your life, for you to allow that energy to cause you to become toxic as well, you have defeated your life's purpose in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have allowed that toxic energy to make you, well, it doesn't make you, you allow yourself to become toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because nothing can do anything to you without you allowing it to happen.
That's right.
You know, so when you're faced with this toxic, these toxic individuals, your best bet is to go for what? Go for one of those nature walks. Go get yourself a comedy and watch it. You know, go do something nice for somebody else and pray for that energy, you know, to turn over to their. They got a God. They got a higher power. They got something that's watching what they're doing. You better believe it.
Ooh.
Okay?
Preach, lady.
Don't do that. Okay, or you can clean and clear and throw away whatever feels old. You know, get into those dresser drawers and those closets and give away some clothes to people who need clothes. You know, we got stuff hanging in our closet that we probably haven't worn in years, and there's somebody out there that's naked. Give them some clothes.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that. Power.
Yes, you can.
Power. And when you move stuff out of the way, you make room for new energy to filter in.
Exactly.
The other thing that Lena said was choose a practice you can do every day that will keep your focus on the new energy. Now, I haven't thought of a practice. I guess I could eat better. and on a daily basis, but I haven't figured what I do with that one. But I can allow new and wonderful things into my life by doing something nice without expectation. You know, how often do we do something nice for other people without expecting a return on our investment? You know?
All the time. I have a high school friend. She sent me this graduation card for her grandson. Oh, Duchess, it just touched my heart. It didn't say a thing about sending any money. It had a picture of him through the ages, how he's grown. I think he goes to Temple. It said, write words of wisdom and send it to him by a certain date.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wonderful?
Yes, it is.
Words of wisdom for him to take as he begins his journey. I haven't written mine yet, but I'm working on it. I want the right words to say to him, to write those words and send that to him. I've never heard of anything like that, but I think it's powerful.
It is. It's a beautiful thing. The other thing that we can do while we are embracing our power path is we can watch for things that are, they say, synchronistic. Thus, those coincidences that are just popping up all, or you happen to be at the right place at the right time. Watch for those. Pay attention to when that shows up, because mm-hmm. we do create our reality, and we ask and we receive.
That's right. We like ask. Yesterday with the Kentucky Derby, my horse won. American Pharoah.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Did you bid on your horse?
I bid on
you put
the
money
horse.
On it.
It wasn't that great. I mean, the my
well, no, I just wanted
great.
To know if you were actual gambler, or did you just happen to say, "Oh, I want that horse to win." I'm glad you won some money.
And I sat in the room and said, "Please let if it's your will, the universe, let it win." So I had someone do that for me, and I called them last night and said, "I tell you what, hold on to the ticket because the Preakness is in 2 weeks, so it'll be another race."
Gotcha.
So, in other words, just let it ride.
Well, you know, these things happen to me all the time, and sometimes they happen to me for someone else. Now, on my job, a couple of weeks ago, a young man got fired because they found him sitting straight up at the job, and he had fallen asleep.
Mm.
Now, he was on the clock. And it didn't look like he intentionally went there to fall asleep. He was sitting there, and he just fell asleep, but they fired him. It's called stealing time at my job,
mm-hmm.
okay? And someone said they were going to write a letter on behalf of him getting his job back, but they hadn't had the time. So I said, well, what's taking you so long? Make a long story short, when the person walked away, I said, just like this, okay, God, you know I can write a letter. I can write a powerful letter, but I don't want to jeopardize my own job by trying to help this guy get his job back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want me to write a letter for him, I need to have a sign. You got to give me a sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I do this all the time. You got to give me a sign. So I'd say about an hour later, I was walking past the office of the person that was the boss that fired him, and
mm-hmm.
on the counter, the health assessment for the month at my job was on sleep disorders. Darned if it wasn't about the man had sleep apnea. He lived by himself. I mean, these are things that I knew, but I did not know that it was recognized by the Americans with Disabilities, because I started researching. If God said you want me to do something, I got to research why. And come to find out, the guy did go to a doctor. He did get the mask. I wrote the letter with him, sent a 19-page attachment to all of this to his panel. He got his job back. Okay, now I can't say that I was the reason, but God intended for that man to get his job back, and God intended for that information to be passed around at the building about
mm-hmm.
sleep disorders. And mm-hmm. one of the things it said was, people with sleep apnea, it can cause them to fall asleep at work because they're not getting any sleep at night. Mm-hmm. You know?
How long was he off?
A month. About a month.
Okay.
About a month. But, I mean, it happened. In our time at my job, a month, him getting his job back, that was fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he could have had panel down in North Carolina in June and had to wait till then, you know. But because of the packet and stuff like that, I guess, you know, the right wording, it didn't even have to go to what they call panel. They talked to the manager. So now he's back at work and he knows. You're not allowed to sit down. You have to keep busy at all times. Because you know this is a condition of you keeping your job. You can't. You got to be busy. You know?
So but he gets his breaks, doesn't he?
We only work part-time. So he shouldn't be sitting down, sitting down when he was sitting down and fell asleep.
Okay.
Because we only work 3.5 hours to 4 hours. After 5 hours, we get a break.
Okay.
And that's the way it is.
Thanks
there.
For explaining that. Okay. Right. Okay.
Why?
Right.
We don't get breaks.
Mm-hmm.
We work straight through 3.5, 4 hours, and that's our union contract, you know? So, let's look at this. We got some stuff that we need to close up for the month of May. Starting April the 30th to May 6th. Every night at 9 p.m., our time, daylight savings time, there's the women's prayer call, okay? We're
mm-hmm.
talking about divine feminine energy around the world. It's only going to be for 7 days, and the number 7 is a powerful divine number. And the telephone number is area code 712, for those of you who want to be there at 9 o'clock tonight. You only have, what, 3 more days to go? 712-432-3066. And the free code for access is 257-037. Now, I was on there. I was on the call last night.
257-037?
257-037. That's the that's the code.
Access.
The access code. Excuse me. Now I was on the call last night, and the host of affirmative meditation was by Iyanla Van Zandt.
Mm-hmm.
And Iyanla Van Zandt introduced the minister for last night's prayer. And it was the minister of faith for last night's prayer was Sister Reverend Tulani Kennard. And she did. And it's only about 30 minutes. Last night it was only 20 minutes. 20 minutes from start to finish. And I'll be on there tonight if I possibly can. Then there is May 3rd, Yahura already expressed it, full moon. What are you going to do with your full moon energy? You're going to reset your life. It supports forgiveness, creativity, beauty appreciation, all things feminine. We're moving into the divine feminine full force now.
And self-love. Self-love, that's important. Very, very
love
important.
Love of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn about manifestation if I ever get through May. Grateful for our gift of manifestation, and we manifest with non-judgment for what we have manifested, okay? So we're not going to make anything that's in our lives that we have manifested that we don't feel is something we want there. Then we need to be grateful and then ask for us to be relieved of it as soon as possible. But know that we cannot judge things that we have manifested in our lives thus far. You know? Then we have Cinco de Mayo. Now, Cinco de Mayo was first of all, it's not Mexico's Independence Day. We need to make that very clear. We talk about this every May on Inside Matters Talk. But Cinco de Mayo commemorates the Mexican Army's 1962 victory over France. What happened back there in 1862, Mexico declared that they couldn't pay their own taxes, and like they were like falling apart, and so France decided that they were going to invade Mexico, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And these little Mexicans came out, and they were outnumbered 2-1, but they conquered. They conquered the battle in Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War. Now, most Americans or Los Angeles, we celebrate it more than they do. Mexico is like, okay, yeah, Cinco de Mayo, big deal. But in Los Angeles and other cities around the United States of America, you know, that's the day to drink tequila and eat Mexican food and have grand old fun.
Fiesta
you know?
Time. It's fiesta Americans time, huh?
Americans celebrate most anything, you know. Just,
yeah,
just celebrate
exactly.
Cinco de Mayo. Okay. It said it's a minor holiday in Mexico, but the United States, Cinco de Mayo, has evolved into a celebration of the Mexican culture and heritage, particularly in areas, you know, with large Mexican-American populations. Okay, they have parades. If they put it on TV, I'll be able to see one, but I'm not going to go to a Cinco de Mayo parade because I don't do crowds that well.
Right.
Now, May 9th, that's Mother's Day. May 9th, celebration in honoring of the divine feminine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the call to prayer is all about. It's about the divine feminine coming together and exercising their divine energy across the entire planet, okay? And this is the divine energy for all females, past, president, past. Yeah, well, we may have one of them next president.
You prophesied.
Past, present, and future generations. Now, you see what's happening in Baltimore.
Yes, my mother, Toya Graham, I think, I feel she did what was needed. That's
yes,
her
she
style.
Did.
She gave him birth. She brought him in this world. What Bill Cosby used to say in one of his TV episodes, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. What did Marvin Gaye?
I heard that a lot from my mother when I was growing up. So Bill Cosby did not coin that term, okay? I think my mother did.
Okay, your mother did. And what did Marvin Gaye's father do? He brought him in, he took him out.
That's right. And I'm sure your mother may have coined the term also. You know, we think our mother made up that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
But she demonstrated, I mean, that was love. And what does a parent do when a child disobeys? Chastise them. If she didn't do that, that would not be showing him love.
I can't wait to talk to some of these therapists and find out how they felt about that mother going upside that son's head. Mm-hmm. You know what? If we went upside their heads a little bit more and y'all stayed out of our business a little bit more, we probably wouldn't have so many things going on in the streets with our children, you know?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Plus, when we talk about divine feminine energy, Baltimore's mayor is the Honorable Stephanie. You see it, Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Not Stephen, Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's state's attorney. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Marion Mosby. It's Marilyn Mosby. We're talking the divine feminine taking her leadership roles as well. Now, of course, you know, we may get some flack from the powers that be, because these are women who spoke out about these things, or because they're African-American women that spoke out about these things. But I'm sure it's time for the mothers of the face of this earth to start saying something about what's happening to the children on the face of this earth. And if more mothers spoke out, I don't care whether they were African-American, Caucasian, Ethiopian, Indian, Asian, whatever, if more mothers stood up and spoke out against the injustices to the children, all children on the face of this earth, these men would not have anything to stand on.
They would not.
No offense to the males out there, but y'all have had your day. It's time for the mothers to stand up. I think it's time. And everybody may not agree with me, but that's okay.
It's always time. Mothers, think of Mother Earth, Mother Nature. Mothers rule.
Right.
If there were no mothers, okay, you think of the sperm hitting the egg or
the
connecting
womb,
with the
mother
egg.
Mother is the womb of both male and female.
Yes.
The womb
yes.
of man. That's why it's called woe man.
Right. Right.
Okay.
That's
I think
right.
I learned that from Minister Farrakhan.
Uh-huh.
Back
yeah,
in the, my ex days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I mean, it's
so
time
I've
for
I've talked enough. I've talked enough. You probably have some more callers.
No, if I had some more callers, I would say, Yuhura, I got another caller. Hold on. What
but
we're going to do is we're going to talk about
board.
How to manifest. We're going to talk about how to manifest your life purpose. We're going to ease on into that. You can hop in and jump in if you want to, or you can just. But I got your mic open, so whenever you want, if you want.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be great. Yes. I'd like
All
to
right.
give somebody else a chance. But it's so nice talking to you again. I've missed you, and
missed
I was so
too.
Grateful. I said, "Oh, this is the first of the month, first Sunday. Let me call."
Well, your line will stay open. You know.
Yeah.
I guess because I don't know when and if you. Say you want to, your line is open, okay?
Thank
so
you,
let's
darling.
Talk about, this is from Reclaiming Your Indigo Power. Now, for those of you who want to do all 28 lessons, you can go to InsideMattersTalk.com, our website, and click on Reclaiming Your Indigo Power and go through all of the lessons. We've gone through all of them at one time in past shows, but for this purpose of this show, the purpose of this show is for us to remember and recall that we are beings. You know, our purpose on the face of this earth is that we are beings of peace in the new world. And to be that, we want to look at remembering how to manifest all that we would like in our lives. Our beliefs create our reality. We've been taught that. We've heard that. Some of us don't know how that, but our beliefs create our reality. If you believe you're poor, you will stay poor, granted. You know, speak and it is what you say you want it to be or how it is. And this holds true for everything in our lives. Our beliefs about our worthiness create how we feel about ourselves and what we experience as a result of this. Do you really believe that you have the ability to manifest everything you want? Well, if you don't, then you won't. Do you believe that you are worthy of true abundance? Well, if you don't, then you
then
won't
you
be.
Won't.
Or are there old beliefs blocking your flow from coming into you? Okay, so in this discussion, we have some questions about old programming, such as, what are your fears or beliefs about money? For example, boy, if I lose my job, boy, I will not be able to pay my bills, and others will see me as a loser. Okay, so we have that. Or, what are your beliefs about wealth, prosperity, and abundance? Boy, you need to work hard and lots of hours to succeed. People will want things from me if I'm rich. Whoa, if I'm rich, people are going to just be following me around. Money leads to greed. How many of us think that? We say we want to hit the lottery, but we're scared to hit the lottery because we figure every relative in the world is going to come out of the woodworks and attach their poor energy suckers up against us, and then it's like, you know, everybody go. So you're keeping yourself from winning the lottery. okay, by virtue of how you think or what you think will happen as a result of winning. Okay, so what are your beliefs about your own value or worthiness to receive abundance? What are your beliefs about yourself? Do you say, who am I to receive abundance without working hard for it? I know other people can do it, but this is not my gift. You know, I've been saying stuff like that for a long time. There's a lot of things that I see other people doing. I say, boy, I thought of that a while ago. How come I didn't think to just go forward and go ahead and try it and see and make it work? It is important to create new belief systems that support our manifesting process. And we can do this by releasing old fears and beliefs and substituting them with new ones. We can write down our old beliefs and release them. And to release it, you can either write it down and burn it. In the past, we talked about writing things down, tearing it up in little teeny pieces and flushing it down the toilet, you know, and saying, I send this off on its way, crossing it out, or mentally reframing it, changing it in your mind, and create a new belief to replace it. Ways that you can create new belief systems include, regularly saying them out loud. How about writing them down repeatedly, over and over, you know, that rote thing? Catching yourself when the old patterns come up and canceling them out. I remember there was a time when I was in, I mean, a whole lot of stuff was coming down on me, just coming down on me, you know. And I was in the house, and I looked up at the ceiling, up at the sky, you know. When we want to talk to our creator, most of us just look up at the sky, whether the creator is up there or not. That's where we look, to that which is higher than we are, you know. And I looked and I said, you know what, this stuff is going on in my life. Things can't get any, and you know what I was getting ready to say, and I shut my mouth. Because, yes, they could get worse. And if I wanted to see how much worse they could get, all I had to do was let that statement flow out of my mouth. And darned if I would not have been shown, oh, yes, they can. And I said, I take that back. And I remember that always when things are going on in my life that I feel are just, you know, just so stressful. I just know this will pass because it could be worse. So we have to become aware of our spoken word and become conscious of having our words match our new belief system. What would it look like if we shifted from believing that our job is our source or some other outside circumstance is our source, shifting from that to believing that our creator is our source? You know, if I lose this job, I'm sure my creator's got another one around the horizon. I just pray that it happens real fast. Once we have addressed where our old belief patterns are interfering with the ability to manifest everything that we need in our lives, we start to look at the universal laws of prosperity. There's a couple of them. I also like Deepak Chopra's 7 spiritual laws for success. But these that I'm getting ready to mention are at the website, insidematterstalk.com. First one is forgiveness. Forgiveness is one of the universal laws of prosperity. Our words have the power to forgive. Imagine holding a box. There is only a certain amount of space in a box, and we are placing angers and hurts in the box by hanging on to them. You are not leaving room for the good stuff by doing this, and you are contaminating a lot of the good stuff that does come to your box. So why do we hold on to old hurts? Anybody out there got an answer? Okay, let me see. I'll give you some of the reasons why. Well, often we are afraid of change. Or we get attention for poor me. You ever know a person that every time you turn around, I know such a person, all the time, It's like, poor me, poor me. And it's almost as though nothing you can say will change the fact that they want to stay there. Because even if you give them examples of how to do something a little bit different, you might say, well, why don't you meditate? I meditate, girl, but and that doesn't work for me. I mean, they always will find an excuse why, whatever it is, so you're lost. You're at a loss. What can you say then? Then you don't want to talk. You just try, but you just don't want to, you want to avoid that person because whenever they're talking, that's all they are. Poor me, and you don't know what to say to them. And if you're happy, you feel guilty about being happy because they're so sad all the time. So sometimes we see ourselves as a victim, or we make someone else responsible for our circumstances. And sometimes we hold on to hurts to punish ourselves. So what are ways in which we can release hurts, angers, etc., 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 etc.? We can name it. Name it. We can write it down. We can figure out the ways that we're going to release it. We can burn it. We can flush it. We can bury it. And then we go about rephrasing it. We do what we need to do, then release it and go and have some fun. You heard what Yahuwah said, go find some fun. Forgiveness is what allows us to love ourselves. If we could see ourselves as a loving and forgiving person, wouldn't we love ourselves even more? Mm-hmm. We need to let ourselves off the hook. How would you treat a little child who says something judgmental or unkind? How would you treat that child? I mean, some people, you know, no telling how they would treat them. But we would prefer that they be treated with love, kindness, compassion, understanding, and with a nice explanation. We need to treat ourselves the same way. As many masters have said, being human is really not an easy job. Did y'all think we came here to be human and it was going to be easy? Did you think that it was easy to go from light beings into this strength, this body? Well, this is a tough adjustment, and it was, you know. You went into that little teeny, teeny baby body, and then you stretched all contorted and stuff like this into this big body. Do you really think being human is an easy job? Well, it's not. So now what we need to do is we need to start having an attitude of gratitude, which is another law. We need to have this in our giving, receiving, and forgiveness. So why is this attitude so important? One, what you put out into the world is what you get back. Okay? All you mean, evil, grumpy, nasty people. What you put out into the world is what you get back. So remember, when you're responding to that negativity, you're putting it out into the world also, and you're going to get it back. Two, an attitude of gratitude will attract more good. You want the beautiful? Then you've got to attract the beautiful by being beautiful. And I don't mean physically beautiful. I mean compassionate, loving, you know, forgiving. All of those words that mean that you are of your Creator, and you are here to be a peace, a symbol of peace on the face of this earth. Three, it keeps your focus on the good you have and always away from complaining. Well, there is overwhelming evidence supporting the premise that success comes rather from certain mental traits known as attitudes than from other, what do they call it, single factor? What do they call that thing? Success comes more from your attitude than from your education, how much money you got, your appearance, or your skills. Attitudes are the result of the choices we make, the decisions about what we believe or disbelieve with respect to our lives. It is so hard to be depressed when we are thankful and being grateful for the things we are given. Oh, it's so hard. So when you wake up every day, if you want to feel like you're going to be depressed, write 5 things you're grateful for. Write them down before you even get out of the bed. Or at night before you go to bed, write down 5 things you were grateful for that happened that day, even if it was that you crossed the street safely without getting hit by a car. I mean, you can be grateful for that. Now, could you not? Okay? And this sends a message to the universe that what we want is more of the things that we're grateful for. Then there's the law of giving. Okay, this can also be called the law of giving and receiving. The universe operates through dynamic change. In case we weren't aware of that, we should be aware of that now. Those persons who have been listening to this show forever know that at Inside Matters Talk, we know that the universe operates through dynamic change. Giving and receiving are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe. And remember, everyone out there, money is energy. That's all it is. It's energy. And in our willingness to give that which we seek, we keep the abundance of the universe circulating in our lives. The universe operates through dynamic exchange. Stopping the circulation of energy is like stopping the flow of your blood. When blood stops, it begins to clot, to coagulate, to stagnate. That's why we must give and receive in order to keep love, wealth, and affluence, or anything we want in life, circulating in our life. And this came from The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra. I love that. I love that little teeny, such a little book, you know, and such a wealth of knowledge, spiritual wisdom in that book. We must be able to do both, give and receive. So when someone is trying to give you something, don't say, oh, no, that's okay, I don't need that. Well, you have just tried to wipe out their blessing. Mm-hmm. Receive it, because that's a blessing for you, you know. I mean, give and receive. It's like breathe in and breathe out. What goes up must come down. You name it, you claim it, okay? The more you give, the more you will receive, because you will keep the abundance of the universe circulating in your life. As you give to the world in consciousness, you'll share, and receive the same experience in return. Excuse me, clearing my throat. Or as you believe, so you shall experience the universe. Or you will experience the universe according to your faith. Setting specific goals is also a universal law. Okay? We need to let the universe know what it is we want. And we need to be precise. I remember when Jules did a show one time, she says, don't go out there saying that you just want to have you just want a sunny day. I mean, all kinds of things can happen in that day that you didn't be precise. What do you want for that day? Ask and you shall receive. Be precise. When you walk into a restaurant, you ask the waiter for exactly what you would like. And if I see something on that menu and it's all hidden, I want to know in detail, what did you put in this? Because, you see, there's a certain diet that I have, and I want to know. Oh, no, I don't want anything that tastes like wine in my food. And, no, I don't want that, you know. So you ask for what you want specifically. The universe waits for us to ask for what it is that we would like. Write down your goals. Set the date by which you want it to happen. Take one small step toward this goal to let the universe know you really want this. I have written down things, and I have, say, 2 months previous, and go back to it 2 months later, and it's like, oh, my gosh, this happened. Oh, yeah, this happened. I forgot that I wrote it down, that I wanted it. And that's how it happens. You write it down, you lay it down, you forget it. Turn it over to the universe. Universe knows. As you take those small steps towards that goal, be willing to take risks. Your prayers may be answered by asking you to do something outside of your comfort zone. You must let go of the how. When we hang on to the how, we limit the way the universe can bring us our good. We send a message that we are not really ready to receive what we ask for. Spend some time with these laws and practice using them. Combined with creating new belief systems, these laws are very powerful, very powerful. So use them wisely. Well, family, that's our show for this evening. I do want to let you know that since we talked about manifesting your life purpose into new energy, I want to give you a peek into this show in 2 weeks. Our next show will be on the 17th of May, and I really want to talk about the ascension process. A lot of people are confused about ascension, and they want to know, what is this ascension thing? Am I ascending? What are the ascension symptoms? And ascension is not leaving the planet. It's not getting rescued by some whatever outsourced other being spaceship. It's the process of frequency vibration. The frequency of the Earth is changing. The frequency of the entire universe is changing. And because we are of the universe and the universe is of us, we are ascending also. And some of us are ascending faster than others. Some of us are having a struggle more than others. And some of us are fighting the fact that they're ascending. But you're not leaving your physical body in ascension. Your body's vibration is changing, and you're becoming a higher, lighter being. That's basically ascension in a nutshell, but we'll go into more of that next show. Next show. So, this is Duchess, and I want to say goodnight to everyone. We won't be doing animal cards tonight because we don't have time, but I'm sure next time, we may have time. And with that, I want to say good night to all. And thank you for being with me. I enjoy seeing this board all lit up, even though I didn't speak to many of you. And thank you, Yahura, for popping in on us. You have a blessed week, and I'll see you soon on the 17th of May. Raise that energy, y'all. Raise that energy. Thank you.